Amazon Five Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then, I bought this jacket, and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. Giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming Veronique de Rougy of the Mercatus Center to help us understand what traveling to France and from France means in these days of the pandemic. Veronique has just returned from Paris, from Charles de Gaulle Airport, into Dulles Airport in the Washington area. That passage looks to be significant for tourists going to and from France. So we'll begin with her testimony of what life is like in France right now with the news, and it's constantly changing, that there is such a thing as a passport. I read from the most recent report. As the fourth wave of the COVID-19 epidemic progresses in France, the government has announced tighter rules for areas with high rates of COVID cases, particularly the French Caribbean. The health crisis is not behind us, warned President Macron. We are going to live for several more months with this virus. France's situation is various then, not one size fits all. Veronique, a very good evening to you. In Paris, in parts of France, I believe you visited Normandy. What is it for French citizens? What is it for American citizens in the virus, for tourist occasions, for hotels, for restaurants, to your learning? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. But first, this is August, and in August, a lot of stores are closed in France, but not in the major cities, but still, I mean, this is something for tourists visiting France. There's just Americans who expect everything to be open on all the time. They should know that this is not the case in France. And it was a remarkable number of stores that were actually still closed and restaurants. But if you're an American, if you don't have a vaccination card that you can show, unless you want to spend a fortune getting COVID tests every 3 days, you're going to not be able to get in restaurants. You're not going to be able to sit at a bar. They're pretty kind of arbitrary. Like they're random about when they check. But they are supposed to check everyone. And so it's going to make life of American tourists very hard.
Did you see many American tourists in Paris or in Normandy where you visited? Were they commonplace?
No, I did not see. In Normandy where I was, I didn't really actually see any tourists. And what was striking to me coming back when I was this morning, when I was at the airport, first our plane, I was traveling with United. So I don't know what it was like in another terminal flying with Air France. So our flight was full, but what was striking for anyone who's experienced coming back from abroad, going through immigration, there was almost no one. It was just like the fastest lines I've ever seen. There were majority of people, it seems, in our plane who were transferring somewhere else, but still, it was just remarkably fast to go through immigration, and that it's kind of consistent. Our plane wasn't very big, and I just didn't see many tourists.
In France, they're reporting in these last hours 22,000 new confirmed cases of COVID-19. We presume it's Delta, the way it is in the United Kingdom, the way it is here, the way it is overseas. What is the reporting on the French news about the virus? What is the reporting about the economy recovering? Is it positive or is it still gloomy?
No, it's still gloomy. No one is actually talking about the economy really recovering because there's so many restrictions still, we're not really talking about this. But the thing is also that it's becoming kind of a police state. If you come back from, abroad, and you are not vaccinated and then you're a French citizen. This happened to my stepbrother. And you're supposed to quarantine because he hasn't been vaccinated. And he says where he's going to be. There is actually a chance because it happened to him that they're actually going to come and the police is going to come and check that you are what you said you were going to be and you're quarantining. There's an enormous pressure to get vaccinated. I mean, there's a mandate really effectively since you cannot go anywhere with a vaccination card, but there's also an inherent contradiction in the system because while on one hand you get a lot of pressure for people to get vaccinated, young people don't really want to get vaccinated because they've heard that that they're not at risk, and all the COVID tests, which is the alternative to getting places without a vaccine, all the COVID tests are free. So there are people who take COVID tests like literally every 3 days. And so, I don't know, and people are really angry. When I was there was a massive demonstration against COVID rules in Paris. I guess it was last Saturday. And it's the tensions are enormous.
This is the trip from France to America. You can recall the details of your trip from America to France. How was that? Were there any unusual filters?
Going from France to America?
Going from America to France, your initial trip over.
So when you're an American flying from France to America, all you need is a negative COVID test. When you come from France, from the U.S., and you're flying to the U.S., when you come from the U.S. and you're flying to France, you need not a COVID test unless you're vaccinated, but you need to show your vaccination cards. That is because the country, the France, we're still a green country. The U.S. has still a green light. If we were an orange or amber country, we would have to do both vaccination card and a COVID test.
Your plane going over, was it filled with Americans heading to France for tourism? I'm trying to gauge the sense of the economy of the EU, which was badly hit last year because there were no tourists.
It seems to be filled with Americans. And usually you have a mix, but because French people can't come here unless they have a really good reason to come here or they have dual citizenship, weren't a lot of tourists returning. All the French people I've met there, my family who said we'd love to come and visit you, but right now we can't. French people are not coming to the U.S. They just can't. And there's also one of the difficulties for France is that because of La Martinique, which has very, very high number of cases and death of COVID, the France is not green yet. France is still amber. So there are just a lot of very, very strict restriction in coming to the U.S. So, of course, French people can't come here while they don't return.
Now, we have less than a minute. Macron is in a re-election mode. Is he regarded well through this pandemic, or are there questions raised about his conduct? We have less than a minute.
No, but the thing that is probably going to save him is that the alternatives are viewed even worse. And so people do not like him. In fact, the tension and the number of demonstration and violent demonstration, I would say, are just pretty kind of large. And he's just, people think he's just, you know, he's a poser and he just likes the sound of his voice and really actually doesn't do anything. And he's a tyrant, and that's how he's perceived. And it's actually quite accurate.
But he's lucky in his opponents. I understand. Véronique de Rougy returning from from France via Dulles Airport in the U.S., flying out of Charles de Gaulle in Paris. Good luck if you're traveling to France now. It sounds possible. Sounds good. And pity that the French are not here. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.